Okay, let's take 702.
Approve fiscal year 2014-15 cost of living adjustments to pay rates for non-represented classifications and elected officials, specify the effect upon employees in the classifications involved, and provide for payment.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Elizabeth Nunes, and I'm the Classification and Compensation Manager in the Bureau of Human Resources, and I'm here to present this ordinance that provides a cost of living adjustment of 2.7% to the compensation rates for non-represented classifications as well as elected officials, and this will be effective July 1, 2014. The cost of living adjustment of 2.7% is already negotiated in all the contracts for represented employees except for the seasonal maintenance workers because they're still in bargaining. The financial effect, the cost for the 2013-14 fiscal year, there is no impact to that budget. But the 2014-15 fiscal year, the impact will be $3,849,000 with $1,763,000 from the general fund and the balance of $2,086,000 for the non-general fund bureaus. And as is always the case, you all have the option to forego the COLA according to the rules that have been set forth. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Questions for Elizabeth? Great. Thank you. Anyone signed up to testify on this?
Yes, Mr. Lightning.
Come on up. Morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Think Lab. Basically, we had an issue on the salaries over at Multnomah County, and they have a salary committee, which is actually chosen by their auditor, which does performance audits on a lot of the people that will be getting raises. Now, one of the things I brought up to the commissioners and the chair of Multnomah County, I said, I think you're all underpaid. And they looked at me and they said, and they smiled, and I said, when you look at your salaries compared to a lot of the other salaries, you're basically on the lower level. And I said, I find that interesting. And I said, I think there should be an adjustment. Now, one of the things I have at the city here is that I have a problem with the bureau directors making more money than the commissioners. Now, you have a lot of bureau directors making over $200,000 a year. And for the commissioners and the mayor not making that money, I think it's not equitable. I think it's not fair. And I think there should be an adjustment. I think that they should do an average like they do at Multnomah County on the Bureau of Directors, and all the commissioners and the mayor get that much, if not a little bit more. Now, that's my opinion, because I think that your salaries are on the low side, and I really can't understand why you would not be making more than the Bureau of Directors. So I have an issue with that. Thank you.
You and me both. Thanks for bringing that up. It's my intention, I won't say it's my intention. I'm interested at some point, and I want to solicit comments from the council and the community about this, to at some point convene a salary commission for the elected officials of the city and have their decisions be applicable to the next set of office holders, because it's, of course, political suicide or it would be regarded by some as political suicide for any sitting city council to rectify this problem. But we have over time drifted into a position where the leadership of the city is paid far less than the managers they manage, and that's nuts. And again, we all understand why that situation. It's actually worse in other cities. The mayor of Gresham, a city of about 100,000 people, is entirely unpaid. It's a volunteer position. The mayor of Beaverton is paid quite a bit more than the mayor of Portland. You know, there's absurdity across the board in salaries for elected officials in this state, from the legislature to cities across the state. And it's because sitting elected officials are always very wary, if not completely unwilling, to vote to to rectify these kinds of situations once we drift into them. So I think maybe the prescription for that is at some point a commission that looks at this issue and recommends a salary range that applies to the next people that sit in these seats so that there's no question of self-dealing. There are people who can afford to serve in this office because of their own personal situation. That's great, but we shouldn't rely on that, like apparently Gresham relies on people who have means to serve as mayor. So it's a crazy situation. I appreciate you raising it, and at some point I hope we can figure out a way to do it that will be both reasonable in terms of setting salary levels that make sense and also credible to the community that people at this dais aren't just feathering their own nest.
Just a comment, Mayor. My salary, I haven't taken a COLA. In 4 of my 6 years, I didn't take a COLA, but I make just a little under twice the median family income, and I don't know what's the right mix, but I make a third more than the state treasurer. And that statistic troubles me greatly. There may have been a change recently, but a couple of years ago, the state treasurer, the attorney general, made it in the mid-70s, and I think the governor was making, see, how much was the governor making? About 90?
96.
And it did seem to me odd that the state treasurer, who's responsible for $60 billion of assets, was not eligible for a more competitive salary. And in fact, the governor has said that as a result of his salary, he has been drawing down on his retirement savings to supplement because his lifestyle being the governor of this state is expensive. And that just seems odd to me. Whether or not we need a raise is a different matter, but I think there are only 2 paid mayors in the state of Oregon, which is also food for thought, because there are some very big cities that have basically unpaid mayors.
I've always thought that the one way you could have salaries at the state level at least become more reasonable would be to like send out referrals to the voters saying a state legislator shall make 72% of the average salary of a registered nurse. And people would agree, well, yeah, they shouldn't get paid as much as the nurse, and that would pass, and they'd get paid something they could actually live on. And the attorney general shall make 90% of the starting salary of a first-year associate at Stowe Reeves. And people would think, well, that's more than reasonable.
And I don't understand why the attorney general wouldn't be paid commensurate with a first-year judge, for example, that is also on a public salary. But we appreciate the fact that Lightling testified to the fact that he thinks all of us deserve a raise. That's unusual testimony before this body.
Let the record show. Any other discussion before we vote on this? Roll call then, please.
Fish?
Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks to all our non-represented employees. I get paid a little bit less per hour than I did as a registered nurse, and I think that's about right. Aye.
Hales?
Our represented and non-represented employees tightened their belt to get us through a difficult financial year last year, and now we've returned to a normal cost of living adjustment, and that is as it should be. And I just want to thank everyone, both our non-represented employees and our labor unions, for being really good citizens of the city, getting us through a tough patch. And now this is only reasonable that we make it partially right. Aye.